It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
And welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio, where it's time for quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. It's never too early to reserve your RV for game weekend, and our buddy Mark's offering some great prices for the blue-white game, starting at just $350 for the whole weekend. Contact Mark today for more details, 800-519-8467. We still have our friend from Labatt Blue, Kevin, here for quarter number two, where we're going to talk about some new commits. Ross, welcome back in. First thing I got to point out to you, Ross, before you say anything, Andy was not fired.
That's a bummer.
Oh, no. I actually got some email this week. For those of you who don't remember, Ross Tucker, member of our team, last week suggested that I fire Andy.
Well, my point was, from a business plan, right, you're the owner of the company. I think you're just as good, if not better, than Andy. And why pay him? Why not just do it yourself? I think you like being on the air. I mean, let's just get this out in the open, right? You, rather than just being the coach, you can be a player coach, save money. Whatever Andy was making, I'll tell you what, Jim, whatever Andy was making, add half of that to what you pay me each week, and we'll be good.
Well, I'll tell you what. Instead of paying you extra, how about I pay you in beer?
As long as it's Labatt Blue Citra. This is legit, by the way. Yes. So for those of you, I just tried it for the first time. We have our buddy Kevin Wilson from Labatt Blue with us. What do they call you? Labatt Kevin? Labatt Blue Kevin?
I think Kevin from Labatt.
Kevin from Labatt, like the McSorleys and people call you that.
I thought blue and white, Kevin.
So anyway, I said to him, I think it basically tastes like a Labatt Blue with some more hops to it and a little more like citrus flavor. It's delicious. This is actually, I feel like, what a lot of people like. They don't really want an IPA. They just want a little citrusy in their lager or pale ale, if that makes sense.
So I feel like, in addition to firing Andy, you might as well fire me because you're doing a better job selling the beer. No, it's absolutely right. What we did here, we looked at kind of the white space of beer market. Like, listen, there's a lot of awesome beers. I drink IPAs. I drink everything. People think I just drink yellow fizzy lager because I'm Kevin from Labatt. No, I drink it all. I think there's a time and a place for every beer. What this is cool is, first off, it's the same exact price as Labatt Blue. So when you're out there getting your great value beer, here's something you can get with a little bit more flavor.
We have right.
The Citra hop, the Mosaic hop. We're still in at 4.7. Very sessionable. You're going to get basically hop aroma, hop flavor, crisp, clean finish. Perfect combination of all worlds.
All right, before I start getting some more email, why don't we start our Tucker's tape session? There are a few commits. These happened a few weeks back, Ross. We haven't got a chance to have you watch the tape. Where do you want to start? Linebackers, quarterback?
Well, you know, Bobby Flo always gets mad at us because we don't start with the guy that we need to start with, right? We don't start with the guy that's most important. So I think in this instance, we got to hustle a little bit today because we do have three of them. But also, I think we got to go with the quarterback. I mean, it's the quarterback.
All right. Micah Bowens out of Las Vegas, Nevada. Bishop Gorman, 6 foot, 195, 3-star. And before I let you do the evaluation, I want to tell a quick story. When we started this program about 5 years ago, there was a quarterback by the name of Trace McSorley that Penn State brought in, a 3-star quarterback, and you loved him. And I asked you, Ross, how come he's just a 3-star? What's the difference between him and a 4-star? You held your thumb and index finger about 2 inches apart and said, that's the difference if he were this much taller. Is it the same deal with this kid?
It's similar, except his video might even be better than Trace's. I don't get it, Jim. I really don't. I don't understand why he's not ranked higher. I mean, number one, you're talking about a guy that plays for one of the top five programs in the country perennially. They play a national schedule. Now, the positive for him is he's got a really good offensive line and he's got some freak show receivers that make some amazing catches. But I'm watching him Jim, I watched him twice, right after he committed a couple weeks ago, and then when I knew we were doing this today, I went back and watched him. I encourage all Penn State fans, check him out. He has an easy, he is an easy, effortless thrower of the football. I mean, it's just the ball pops off of his hand naturally. Even when he's thrown off his back foot, he barely flicks his wrist and the ball goes 40, 50 yards right where he wants it to. He has beautiful touch on the ball. Every throw that's deep, it gets up and down, drops right in the bucket. It looks like a very soft, catchable ball. Not that I ever caught very many balls in my career, but it's a very soft, catchable ball. And then you have the athletic ability part of it, right, Jim? He's got quick feet. Tremendous, tremendous escapability in the pocket. And I think probably the defining characteristic of him, other than the other stuff I mentioned, he is an incredible thrower on the move. You know, he gets pressure, he runs around, and then some of the throws he made, both in terms of velocity and accuracy, while he's on the move, is extremely impressive. He's a really good runner. He's got high-end speed. They're playing against big-time teams, and he's taking house calls on the regular. I mean, it was really, really impressive. His spin move, those type of things. Great team, great competition. I don't know why he's not ranked higher. I'm actually texting some people. I'll tell you the only thing it could be, his size. He's 6 feet tall.
Well, I also read one other thing that might be a factor. They said it was just this past season was his first year as a starter.
Yeah, he goes to Bishop Gorman.
He hasn't been to the camps and that everybody else has.
Well, and he started starting right, and he started I think in 10th grade at safety. So he's got the similarity to Trace McSorley there as well. He's a high-end safety prospect if he wanted to be, but at Bishop Gorman, you don't start till your junior year, maybe even your senior year, because there's a Division I guy the year ahead of you. I'm surprised he's not higher. The reason why he's not higher, Jim, is not because of his ability. It's because the guys higher than him on the list, some of them were getting offers in 9th and 10th grade as a quarterback, so they get really high on the list. And then it's like, okay, is that enough to move him above blah, blah, blah?
So good chance we'll see him get that fourth star by this
time. I would be shocked if he doesn't.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. This segment's brought to you by GoPSURV.com. For your chance to win a free RV for the Blue-White game, get our app, Keystone Sports, and you can enter from there. Deadline is March 12th to enter, and then on March 14th, next Thursday, we are going to be doing the drawing for the winner. All right, let's move on. How about Derek Wingo, a linebacker from Fort Lauderdale, Florida? Again, another Florida guy, which is great. He's a four-star, 6'2", 215.
So both of these linebackers who I always look at the rankings after I do it, right? They're both ranked really high. They had interesting videos. You know, Wingo showed tremendous burst off the edge. I mean, they have him as a stand-up linebacker on the end of the line of scrimmage a lot, and he's flying off the edge, an excellent blitzer. He's got good size. You can tell he's got a pretty good body, and I think some growth potential there. He looks like he's about 6'2", 215, but could get up to 235. When he is chasing after the running back or the quarterback, he is tenacious in pursuit. Here's the thing, though, Jim. That's all his video was. Over and over and over again. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's what St. Thomas Aquinas is asking him to do. He's rushing off the edge. He's doing it very well. But most of the time, Jim, he's unblocked, just rushing off the edge, killing dudes, running backs, or chasing him down. I mean, on his video, I saw almost no off-the-ball skills. So that means being off the line of scrimmage and having to read what's going on in front of him. You don't really see him as an open field tackler because all he's ever doing is chasing something down from behind or obliterating something that comes right at him because he's not blocked. And then there's nothing in coverage. So I can see why he has all these offers and why he's highly touted. But, you know, we always talk about checking all the boxes, Jim. I came away with a lot of question marks about Derek Wingo.
Now, I read some things where he was recently at a camp, I assume down in Florida, and he walked away from it one of the most outstanding players in the
camp. I saw that, yep.
Should I assume in the camp they do look at these other things?
Yes. Yeah, I think, I mean, at the camp, I think he was in coverage doing those things, so he probably can. He's just not asked to do that at Aquinas. But it's interesting because it then becomes quite the projection, I would say, for college coaches to be like, okay, what's it going to be like off the ball, in coverage, how he isn't as an open field tackler, because you just don't see that on his video.
Well, but if there is a skill, a single skill that you want to see in a player, is not that edge rush one of
I think
those
that's
great
fair.
Skills?
Yep.
All right, let's move on. I'm real curious to hear what you have to say about Curtis Jacobs out of Maryland, another great recruiting area for Penn State. So it's always nice to see someone out of there. 6'2", 220, four-star. And I believe this is the guy you mentioned a lot of his film showed him as a receiver, right?
That is correct. You know, he basically is an NFL-size wide receiver. I mean, he is a big kid, and he plays like it. Physical run after the catch, terrific body control, hands, ball skills, the whole deal. Excellent in the end zone, red zone, on the sideline. Really, really impressive. But his video was a lot more offense than defense. He actually reminded me a little bit of Manny Bowen, right?
Really?
And this is what you remember how much I love Manny Bowen's video.
I won't get into all
But
yes,
this is what they're looking for when it comes to linebackers these days, outside linebackers. They want guys that are athletic enough to play receiver. They want guys that can be a receiver. He shows good coverage on a couple of plays. He broke on the ball and batted a pass away. He looks like a solid tackler, but he played way off the ball. I thought his instincts on defensive side of the ball were questionable. But there wasn't that much footage. I wish there was more defensive footage. I thought he had good, but not elite, speed or burst. He wasn't running away from people. He did show burst, but it wasn't like a wow burst. But he had some slants he was taking to the house. So if you're taking to the house for the McDonough School, you're good enough to play, speed enough to have linebacker. But I thought it was interesting. The linebackers were ranked higher than the quarterbacks. I have a lot more questions about the linebackers than I do about the quarterback. I thought the quarterback was awesome. I mean, I thought he might be the best quarterback Penn State's recruited in a while.
That's saying a lot, and we've always said it. We can trust this coaching staff when it comes to quarterbacks based on their history. All right, that's it for quarter number two. Stick around. Quarter number three, it's time to ask Ross.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.